traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
But yeah, no, you killed that cipher.
Look at what's up. Whoa. Look at Logan's face right there. Can we get a zoom in on that, please? Oh, my God. Fucking lunatic. Holy shit.
Andre, how you feel?
Loaded.
Locked and loaded?
Loaded.
Oh, yeah, we ate a lot of lasagna.
Chef Katie really hooked it up with the lasagna. Yeah. Dairy-free and gluten-free.
Yay.
Super impressive. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. This is fucking awesome. We have almost made it to 100 episodes. Ah, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. They said most podcasts don't make it. Fuck you.
No!
Fuck you. No! Fucking shit, Spencer. You just spilled. Oh, no.
What are you, out of your fucking mind?
No! No, it's my sweater!
Look out, it's coming down the whole tray!
Bro, if this gets in the light, oh, no. This $30,000 table could be ruined.
I'll be honest with you, you spilled an entire coffee.
We almost made it to episode 100 and our set dies, all the lights die in the table. Spencer, what's good?
Dude, I'm sorry.
Why did you do that intentionally?
I saw that.
You did, right?
That was intentional.
Right, yeah. During my intro?
Yeah.
And I was literally gonna say, This is a very important episode for me, so don't fuck it up. I'm glad. Was that just water or vodka?
It smelled like kind of like poop.
Hey,
poop water?
Yeah.
Hey guys, sorry, I wasn't paying attention. What just happened? I was running an influencer campaign. I didn't even know we had started.
Spencer spilled his water. But yeah, guys, we have grown so much on this show right in front of your eyes. We've really nailed down our form and our niche in the podcast space. We finally have got a hold on our voice and how we interact with each other, the trio. And you guys have been loving the show, and we love doing it. And this is going to be something that I'm definitely going to be doing for a long time in my life. So yeah, just again, thank you. And like I said, this episode is important to me. I think it could be one of the best. We are going to do highlights of the 100 almost episodes of Impulsive.
And this is great.
Do you want to get sentimental now, or should we wait wait till the end?
I mean, like, what do you have to say?
I have so much lasagna in my esophagus right now. I ate three pieces.
It's because it's gluten-free, and so sometimes it's a little stickier than usual. You can stop, I think.
Remember that time, here's a funny moment that won't be included. Remember that time that little dick shot out of fucking Dwarf Mama's mouth when he was upset?
So much reminiscing.
Fucking little dick shout out.
Yeah, guys, if you don't follow us on Instagram, please do so. At Impulsive Shows. We post a lot of highlights and clips there. So you may have seen some of these. You may not have. So we're going to give you guys a little insight of what went on behind the scenes and what we were thinking during the moment itself. Also, I think you should know episode 100 is going to be live. It's going to be live. It's going to be fucking awesome. Our first live show. Hopefully, we don't do anything to ruin my career.
We can mess that up easily.
Totally, totally.
It's
going to be 3 hours.
I did a live podcast recently. I did all right. I think we can make it. I can make it through a 3-hour live podcast with Coronas, Banks, and fucking No Jumper, I can definitely make it through it sober with my two best friends.
Yeah, you're right. I think we're going to make it through that one. So make sure to tune in there. We're looking to get a live music act as well and two sick guests.
Not saying it's going to happen, but we have pretty much locked Why Don't We and Drake as the musical performer.
Drake and Why Don't We are coming.
As the musical performer.
And then also it's going to be 500,000 people.
500,000 people in the crowd. And I believe, don't quote me on this, but I believe we've locked Ariana Grande as the guest.
Really?
And
that's awesome.
Who else was the other one?
No. Adam Kaller.
Our head of our legal counsel for Maverick. Wow, what a guest.
That's what came up?
That's what you came up with?
Hey, also, Challenger Games. I'm sure you guys have heard of it already. We're doing an event on July 27th. Tickets are on sale by the time this is out. So make sure you get tickets for Challenger Games here in LA, a track and field event with the biggest influencers in the world. It's going to be live streamed. We're going to see who's the fastest. I'm the fastest, though. We already know that. And I'm going to put $100,000 on it and raise a bunch of money for a charity. So should we just get into it? Should we just jump right into it?
Yeah.
I don't see any reason to deviate or
highlights of Impulsive. Ooh. All right. So number one, I mean, I think it pretty much makes sense to do the most impulsive moment.
Yeah. Seems to make sense. You,
I think we can all pretty much agree on this one.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to speak words, Dubby?
If we hadn't already agreed on... Okay, go ahead.
What?
If we hadn't already agreed on it, would we all agree on it? Or are we only agreeing on it because we agreed on it before the show?
I think it's like the point of like a show is to... act like some things are spontaneous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure we can all agree on this one.
When Steve-O whipped out his wiener, and I don't even know how this, the trick he did where he like caught it in between his legs. He swung.
Flying catch, right?
Yeah, this was incredible.
It's
all good.
You're good, bro.
I'm on a diet.
You traveled
now,
a little bit too.
Go,
no worries. Steve-O, Steve-O on impulsive.
I'm going to perform the double back.
What? No, what are you, way.
Hold up. What the fuck? He's actually...
Wait, you can jump from there?
No, no.
I thought he was going to do a backflip.
So did I,
right?
Did I. Yeah.
And then I was like, he seems a bit old to do backflips off a table with like 1 inch of clearance above his head.
No, I'm not going to do the double backflip. Yeah.
This is where it got real.
Yeah. And he got to the floor. And
love you, Steve-O.
Shit. I got the best seat.
I have a front row seat to this.
Here we go.
When he started swinging his hips, this is when I wasn't sure. And then,
wait, hold up. Okay, so he's hip thrusting. He's hip thrusting, and his penis is bouncing up and down, and he's gonna catch it between his thighs. Holy shit!
Oh my god! Steve-O has
created a mangina.
He's done it, ladies and gentlemen. Steve-O has cut his mangina.
What a great moment.
Yo, why is it that you look like 5 years younger?
It's the beard. It's the beard. He looks so? When he 100% when he shaves that beard off, he looks like Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber. Like he just has.
You also dyed your hair.
No, currently, yeah. I'm
you look good right
thank
now.
You.
Yeah,
thank
right
you.
Now.
Really good.
In that
I'm
video,
I'm like a redhead. Yeah. Without
like you're lucky you're at the other side of the table right now.
Why? Because you would hit me or come on to me, Angel.
Angel
Spencer's girlfriend called him a little bitch earlier in his ear. not as like a joke for the boys to hear. I overheard it.
Yeah.
She does that all the time.
She goes,
yeah, she keeps me in line.
You're a little bitch. I was like, goddamn right he is, Angel.
I hear her do that all the time.
It is true.
But yeah, the Steve-O thing, man. Man of many talents, to say the least.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did not know he was going to go full nude in front of our whole cast.
Truly
and
inspiring.
Crew.
Quite literally went balls to the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I saw him do it at his improv show the next week. So we got like a little sneak peek into the ball catch trick.
What did that tell you about where this show was going? Because I mean, that was right in the beginning. I was still sitting on that side of the table, which by the way, great, great side over there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I was like, yo, like, is this how it's going to be moving forward? Just dicks swinging dicks?
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely something to be said about like the type of show this was going to be because we're not for the faint hearted. That's for sure. But man, I don't know if I knew it was going to be like this.
That really launched us on like an exponential dick growth curve.
And I don't think we ever came down from
it. No, we talk about this. Our conversations somehow always devolve to genitals, to dicks mainly. And I don't know how, because we could be talking about the financial crisis of the 1920s.
Yeah. It'll get there.
It'll get back to dicks.
Yeah. And it's funny too, because between the three of us, none of us like dicks. At all.
I don't mind mine.
No. Of course
it.
You huge, like your
huge,
own.
Huge fan.
Yeah, of,
my of
your own.
Own.
Of your own, but like.
Me and Chief Wahoo, we ball. We ball out.
Who's Chief Files?
Chief Wahoo, I said?
Chief Watworth.
Chief Wahoo, it's what I name my penis.
Oh, Chief Wahoo?
But you see what's happening now? Yeah. We're stuck on
dicks.
Like
we're in a rabbit hole.
It's just, like,
we gotta get out.
It's so funny because it's like a cock version of quicksand called dick sand. Once you wade in, dude, you're just getting sucked right down that pipe.
But this is what I'm saying because we're still here. Like, why? How does this happen? All right, we're moving
save
on.
Save us, save us,
I'm
Captain.
I'm stuck in the dick sand now.
The most lit moment.
Mm-hmm.
A couple come to mind. So many lit moments on almost 100 episodes of this show. I think one of my favorites was this one with Rocka Rocka.
Oh, God almighty.
Do you remember this?
Oh, of course.
Hey, look, it's Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber.
It's getting hotter. Is this perfect? Oh, damn. This sucks. This got removed.
Yeah, that's
no, all right, I'm happy with that one getting removed.
Hey, you keep talking trash about the video and I'll smash this bottle on your head.
You keep talking trash and smash this bottle on you.
Oh shit.
Shut up.
I'll tell you to. You shut the fuck up, Mike.
Is that all right?
You're an idiot, Mike.
Oh.
Oh. What the fuck, Mike?
Jeez.
And then the grand finale.
Easy, easy. Oh my God. Spencer. He goes, Spencer. Spencer.
I love these boys.
Yeah.
That was so fun.
That was good.
That was so fun. Oh, and definitely lit. And also, those things kind of hurt.
Bad, dude.
They do.
You
didn't get hit.
Yeah. They're supposed to not hurt. Hey, how do you take pain in general?
Pretty good.
You sure?
Yeah. I don't like. I don't remember the last time I was in severe pain. Should we do some?
I mean, I wish we had something to do. How about emotional pain? How about you? Why don't you come over here and tell him a secret that he doesn't know about you?
I'll pinch him.
Snap it.
I'll pinch him.
Hey, give him a snap. Give him a smack. Yeah.
How was that?
Not that bad. Yeah.
Well, I asked because the other day I was sparring. And I was just moving around with Daisy, you know? And then you came up after and you like kind of like puffed your chest out a little bit, stuck your chin up. And you're you go, yo, let me get in there. Like we should run it. And I wasn't sure.
Give me a little at 50%. I did say 50%.
Well, I wasn't sure like how do you take shots to the face?
I don't know, dude. That's kind of why I'm curious. I want to hop in there, you know?
It's interesting. You should, everyone should know how they deal with a shot to the face.
Yeah. You know, the last time I boxed someone was, did you guys ever go to those parties as a kid and you had huge gloves?
Boppers.
Yeah.
Big ones.
Yeah. Oh, I whooped the shit.
Oh, you did?
Really? Out of one of my friends. Really? Yeah. It was bad.
Yeah. You're just bopping them, huh?
Yeah. But those are, you know, pretty giant gloves. And I don't think we have any of those here.
Yeah.
I have an entire gas plant in my stomach right now.
Are you farting a lot?
Well, just my stomach from the food we just ate.
Yeah, that lasagna that we talked about three times.
Petroleum factory.
We had another most lit moment, and I think we have to mention them. The Call Her Daddy girls. They're just absolutely.
I'll be straightforward. I'm quite in love with both of them.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely incredible. Real just standout young women. And here's a moment from that.
Before sex. Yeah, I would just go straight to
yo,
sex.
But okay. Let me chime in for a second.
Sure.
In my eyes. Sometimes a good blowjob is just as good
as
good sex.
That's why it's
better.
So it might as well be a one-night stand is what he's saying. Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of girls out there are giving trash head.
Yeah, a lot of girls don't know how to give head.
Yeah, it's trash.
That's why we came up with a gluck gluck.
I think
gluck gluck. How do you know you're good?
Because you fucking look into their eyes after. Are like freaking the
well,
fuck
I
out.
Think, like
they've turned into stone. They're stone.
Yo, but even bad pizza. You ever have a Medusa chick?
That turns you into stone.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we talk. I mean, look where we're headed right now, straight into the dick sand. Yep. I mean, literally.
No. I'm not going back. I'm not going
we
back.
We talk about this all the time, but shout out, Call Her Daddy for the gluck gluck.
Yo,
because honestly, like, this was one of those things that was a technique that girls just weren't talking about. It was like one of those things that they weren't sharing with each other. Because here's my hypothesis/thesis on the matter, right? Girls like to keep their BJ skills their own. They don't want every other girl knowing about the gluck gluck because they want to stand out. They want to be at the top level. They want to be the BJ
queen.
But
that's the 1% of the BJ queen. Like they are the 1%, right? And the Call Her Daddy girls are coming out and
they're distributing the wealth.
Exactly.
They're redistributing the wealth.
It's communism for blowjobs.
Or socialism, let's call it.
Blowulism.
So in reality, you could consider the Call Her Daddy girls dictators.
Just god dang incredible. A zinger from Mike.
That was great.
I love seeing Danny when she leans over to write a timestamp. Because she's like, yep. She just, our assistant literally just wrote the word dictators. But probably
did you put
spelled
a K?
It D-I-C-K.
Did you put a K? Did you put a K or no? She did.
Yes. What a great episode.
This perfect
huh?
little girl, dude, who just like barely is kissed and has to write every dick joke ever.
All right.
Here we
get
go.
Get us out of the dick sand.
All right. We're funniest moment. I love this moment.
Oh, shit.
This was recent.
Love the Lakers colors, too. What? Did you do this to match your outfit?
I did not, but wow. Look at that. Dylan makes these fifth grade PowerPoints.
Shout out
Dylan.
Shout out producer Dylan.
I like how the text is slightly 3D.
And he gives it like a turquoise drop shadow.
Yeah. And
it's great.
And some of them are just absolutely horrible. But the funniest moment, this you hit this one recently. Of course, it's Mike. Hands down, by far, my favorite.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse?
the federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Have to get past the breading part and get to the cheese part.
I'll be honest with you, Gabby, you lost me at breading, okay? Just because you're hot, you can't make me eat frozen foods. Okay, warm the fucking shit up, right? Like a normal person. Emphasis on hot, by the way. You are steaming. I know, I would like to take you to a lake and put you in a canoe.
What the fuck? What does that mean?
Don't worry about it.
Holy shit, where did your mind just go?
Just down to the lake. Down to the lake, but I mean, if it's a lake, it could even be open field and a basket. I don't care what you and me are going to be contained in some unit in a landscape. I don't know where it's going to be.
Is it a coffin and a graveyard? Because I'm getting scared.
No. Maybe, but also no. You choose.
Incredible, Mike. Absolutely incredible.
Phenomenal. Did you go up on a date with her?
Nah, I didn't continue it on. Let's be honest, dude, about this. She's a sweetheart. I don't deserve that level of sweetness, bro. Like we texted a few. I remember she was texting me when I was in Miami, and like she's like texting me like, you know, like making jokes. I'm making jokes back, like mid like orgy. You know what I'm saying? In Miami, I'm like, this girl is a sweetheart. I got fucking strippers. It's like 7 a.m. fucking 11, dude. I'm like, this girl doesn't deserve this shit for me. But dude, like,
hey, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, man.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't take the shots because when the ball hits the rim, it's going to snap the fucking rim off, bro. And the basket's going to fall to the ground and the entire stadium's going to collapse upon itself.
He's right. Risky shot.
So it's just a risky shot for me. I don't like hurting people. But yo, fucking dude, like this show has given me a platform for randomness, bro. Randomness pays bills, dude.
You're really good at randomness.
It's true.
You're the king of the callbacks. How did you come up with, like, have you used that line before?
Never.
Have you ever put a girl in a canoe at a lake? No.
And by the way, I don't think you put girls in canoes. They, like, get in themselves. Like, us.
No, you can
put you in a canoe down the river. Like, what the fuck are you saying?
It's a difficult task.
What about a basket in a... in a wide landscape.
I don't know. Like certain days, my brain is just, you know this about me. Certain days we leave the show and you go, Mike was on today.
Yeah.
Bro. And the past, like, I'll be honest, like the past like 6-7 episodes, we've just been grooving, like moving, grooving, and jiving. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm.
All right. True. That was a real funny moment. How about the hottest moment?
Oh.
I don't even know if. I mean, this one's pretty.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
The obvious, right? If you watch Impulsive and you're subscribed, obviously.
Why don't you take a guess what's about to happen?
Oh, is this the infamous?
How many people have asked that?
Oof. Every guest before they come on the show, they go, which is the Riley Reid mic?
Is this the infamous Riley Reid?
The infamous Riley Reid mic, because I think most of you can attest that this is the hottest moment on the show.
No, I'm going to put it on my fucking mic and I'm going to use it every...
She's doing it.
Oh.
Oh my God, wow.
No fucking problem.
Wow.
Sounds out. I'm
it's happening.
That's amazing. Holy.
Literally without shit. Even any. Oh my God. I have not watched that in some time and it just holds its value.
I remember beautiful. We took out the sound in there for a little bit. I think because there was some sort of gargoyle yes. coming from her throat, like a little goblin. It was like, whoa. I think and it just made me uncomfortable. And then also, and I don't know if we should say this. I'll just say it. Before the show, we said, we go, let's see if we can get Riley to deep throw the mic.
Yeah.
And we did.
And it has created
no hesitation.
Just a blossoming relationship, you know. Yeah. And I love you, Riley. I still do. That episode changed my life. And
Oh, did?
Yeah, dude.
One of the things I want to note too is that this this microphone cover has never been cleaned.
Never, not once.
Never.
No, never.
Our poor,
like, not
poor
even
guess.
Thought about cleaning.
Not even like anti-sanitized.
Nothing.
Or like that would not be right.
No. And this also led to so many funny moments.
Fuck.
Anti-sanitized?
I think that's a double negative. I apologize to everyone who heard that.
This led to so many great moments between us and our guests, too. This was a moment we had with Lamar Odom, which is really funny. We quote him all the time.
On that's a good piece of advice.
What
that's
you got?
Which one of y'all fuck Riley Reid?
Spencer.
Spencer.
Oh, of course. You guys just go after me.
Which one of y'all fuck Riley Reid?
And by the way, up until that point, it was like, you know, rehab, drug recovery. And then he loved talking about Riley Reid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The funny part of that was the pause. Because he was like, let me ask you a question. And then I'm like, where are we going here? We're going to best rebounder of all time, like rehab. Like,
yeah.
And he's like, which one of y'all fuck Riley Reid? And then I actually introduced him to Riley at Jake's party.
I know.
Party,
I remember you saying that. Not much chemistry.
Nah.
No sparks.
Nah, I think it was a height thing.
Can you pull that thumbnail back up that you just left it off on? Because
appears like I can't.
All right.
I mean, you hate to see that kind of thing.
I didn't want to see it, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish I could.
It was just the face of just not wanting to answer that question.
You.
Both of you.
Oh, us?
Yeah.
Why would that be?
I'll be honest. That question, let's be frank here. That is the most asked question that has ever existed on this show.
I liken it to this. This is how I answer the question. Oh my God. What do you have? What is this?
Oh no.
No, it's impossible.
Oh no.
I won't believe
Look
it.
At Chef Katie just slanging some milk.
Slanging milk, dude.
She's got cups on cups.
Get these people some milk.
Chef Katie.
Is bringing in.
Oh my God.
A tray of brownies.
Fucking weed brownies.
And milk?
Just some.
Is this
gluten-free
and vegan?
Are these edibles?
Oh my God.
And just so I'm clear, this is almond milk?
That is.
You couldn't just, okay.
Chef Katie, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you,
Chef God.
Katie. And by the way, shout out Chef Katie for making this possible. Honestly, like, if it wasn't for a five-star chef, I don't know. If you're watching the show and you're a celebrity, which I know there's some celebrities watching the show, you should try to poach this woman from us. But also fucking
No, don't. Please don't.
Do it. We love her.
Please don't. We need Chef Katie.
She's great.
I had a meeting at Chateau Marmont. And
can you say that one more time?
Chateau Marmont.
Can you say it one more?
No.
Okay.
I had a meeting there and I was like, damn, this is where she used to work. This is a 7-star establishment.
Literally, yeah, we definitely poached her. We poached you, Chef Katie, from your last job. Yeah. Yeah.
She said thank you.
We love her.
Hey, is there any paper towels? I have this weird thing where if I touch something greasy, I try not to touch like my phone or any technology.
Why don't you
anything.
Just not eat a brownie now? Because here's what your mouth is going to sound like if you eat a brownie on the show. It's going to be like.
I'll watch it. I'll eat one during the next moment. But yeah. I was going to say that regarding the Riley Reid, like, because we get asked all the time, right? And this is not me speaking for myself, right? This is the analogy I created.
Why would. Okay.
Well, let's do this me and you back and forth.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Have you ever gone to the grocery store?
Of course.
Why? Why would you do that?
Why would you go to the grocery store with the idea and the purpose of getting groceries?
Would you ever go to the grocery store and then just leave without getting any groceries?
Especially if it was like a premium grocery store? Absolutely not.
Probably not, right?
Absolutely not.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
That's catching what I'm putting down.
Yeah. That's. I'm glad you clarified that.
You smelling what I'm releasing?
Mm-hmm. I'm raking what you're leaving.
Wow.
You're raking what I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Ah.
No.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
All right. Here's one. Most cringe. The most cringe moment. We are going to hurt some feelings with this one on the show. Yeah. Most cringe.
Poor guy.
I don't even have a video for this one. I mean, can you just say it?
Bro, I'll be honest with you. Perp showed up. He didn't say shit. Is that what the one was?
That was one of them. There are a few, but Jerry Perp drank.
No, nah, but
No, he wasn't cringe per se, but I just get
oh, I know what it was.
My mind collapses when like people text me and they're like, "Yo, let me come on the show."
Yep.
And then they come on and I might as well be talking to the wall right there behind them. And we're pretty good at not being cringe per se. Like if a guest is shells up, we're pretty good at navigating around it, but that was a tricky one.
I know what the cringe moment was. Oh, there was I remembered it. I'll say it. It was when T, hi, my name is T, responded to my rap battle with spoken like words.
I remember that.
Like and it's crazy because I think we're going to have, I don't want to blow any surprises. Me and T are tight as shit now, dude. Like we love each other. But in that moment, like that was a heated battle and I had put my life on the line through my freestyle. And she just came and she just talked.
Yep.
And it was whack as fuck, dude. And I think a lot of people watching that were like, damn, bro, that sucks.
Yeah, well, she just really went at you.
Just the point of a freestyle is to freestyle rhythmically, lyrically to some sort of metronome and not just speak. But we're really good friends with Tino.
I love her.
Mike and her made up. You've made up with most of the guests that you fought with, I'm proud of.
Yeah, I mean, one that I fought with that they won't even see me fight with, but that they don't even know we had on yet because it hasn't aired because we shot this episode before this episode, but it hasn't aired till after this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Perfect sense.
Okay.
These bonnies are amazing, by the way.
Thank.
We don't really have a lot of cringe moments on the show. I'll be honest with you.
We keep it kind of fresh. There's three of us to make sure it doesn't get like stale, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Best moment of inspo. Best moment of
There's
inspiration.
A There's a
lot.
Few.
There's a lot.
I'm assuming it's
got to be Charlie.
I'm assuming, right?
It's got to be Charlie.
I mean,
that episode was insane by Charlie Jordan. I mean, Charlie Rocket.
Did you say Charlie Jordan? Shout out Charlie Jordan.
What's on your mind, bro?
Yeah, you want to tell us something about Charlie Jordan, the Instagram model / singer woman?
Nah, she's great. You got some derriere on that mind of yours.
Bro, I'm so sorry, Charlie. But I'm not sorry, Charlie Rocket, because you inspired many of us with this moment right now.
So when I wake up in the morning, I start off with like my cup of coffee at Starbucks. I go to the counter, double shot of espresso on ice, splash of almond milk, two raw sugars. The lady says to me, "That'll be $2.40. I said, "All that happiness for only $2.40? Some people buy Lamborghinis to find happiness. Some people try to buy mansions to find happiness. I'm getting all this happiness for $2.40. I'm on a winning streak. And I start my winning streak every day because if I'm looking for the winning streak, I'm going to find it. I started a winning streak. I mean, if you have a 14-day winning streak, there's only one thing on your mind, 15. So if I'm looking, I'm a winner. Boom, green light, winning streak. Boom, catch a good parking spot, winning streak. And I'm going throughout my day only looking for wins. And then my frequency turns into a winning frequency. When we're losing and we're negative and we're stuck and we're stale, we're like, man, life sucks. Oh, look at this bad thing happen. Oh, stubbed my toe. Oh, somebody's screaming. Oh, bad parking spot. You're literally looking for the negatives. But what we have in our brains is this thing called the reticular activating system. And it's the part of our brain that filters. Like right now.
That's biology. I don't know what he's saying. By the way, hey, Evan, how are you? Hey. Good
What's
to
up,
see you, man.
Ev?
There he is.
Speaking of moments of inspo, here's another moment of inspo for a lot of people out there. That was that was another show that really...
Oh, Evans?
Yeah.
You're just jumping ahead like that?
I mean, how long is he going to sit there for?
We are going to cover... I made him come back.
Oh.
He just came to get a brownie. I just thought it'd be cool to see him for a sec.
Yeah.
But no, this episode, after Charlie Rocket told you about the winning streak, you went around the house for weeks after just yelling, "Winning streak!
Winning streak!"
And you taped up individual letters. You printed them off. WINNINGSTREAK.
And
you hung them on your wall.
It's still in my room right now.
It is?
He affected you. I wake up every morning and I see the words "winning streak." And I walk out of my room and I'm not as good at it as him, but I try. Like, I take a breath of air. I'm like, holy shit, this air is free. Winning streak.
Yep.
I come downstairs. I try to go get some food, whatever. Chef Katie's like, "Here's your breakfast." I'm like, winning streak. Everything that happens is a small victory. And if you look at life like that, you can't lose.
But how long till like me just playing devil's avocados till Charlie like
stubs his toe or something.
Buys a cup of coffee, stubs his toe, and then he's like, fuck, this is actually just a cup of coffee. Like,
and then just winds up in a jet turbine.
He just gets turned into a mincemeat.
That's fuck? The worst. Yeah.
What a severe turn that I just wasn't expecting for that winning streak.
That was definitely a great moment of inspo. Yeah. Shout out Charlie Rocket. We had a lot on the show. I think two that stick out to me as well. Let me take a sip of milk because I'm not sure if there's chocolate in my teeth.
Get that milk.
That milk, boy.
That man's
ASMR,
milk.
ASMR real quick.
That's your favorite.
That's your favorite. I was just going to say that. He always does that.
Like, why are you making the noise?
Because that's the noise it makes without it. Listen. And then so I could do it without. Watch. Listen how similar.
That's great.
All right, anyways. I just want to get these two out.
Okay.
These two out.
All right.
Steve Weatherford.
Yeah.
He had a quote that, woo!
Spanked you?
Woo! I take some nuggets from the show and apply them to my life. He said, pros make decisions based on commitments. Amateurs make decisions based on feelings. It got me thinking, man, specifically with me getting out of bed in the morning. That is a hard thing for me to do. Not because I'm like lazy or like depressed or because I don't want to get up. I just love sleeping.
Yeah.
I love sleep. My body needs it. I work out. My mind is working every single second that I'm awake, literally from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep. So my body's like, hey, man, we're chilling right now for a sec. And so I have to overcome that hump because of perhaps a commitment I've made to work out at 9 a.m. And I'm a pro. I would like to consider myself a pro.
Yep.
So that's the mindset I've adopted in my life.
Yeah, there's sometimes where you wander out of your room. I'm like, is that a homeless man?
Yeah.
Or like,
you do
who
look
is
hella
that?
Homeless hella, in the morning, bro.
Hella homeless. Jake says I look homeless all the time. Because I just ain't putting on for everyone all the time.
But you get it, though. You hop up in the ring and I'm like, damn, he's a pro.
Yeah. Bro, this morning, it was 10:58, sparring at 11. 10:58, I'm sitting on that love sack texting. And I felt like I was pretty sure I was going to die in that moment.
Yeah. I saw you walk out. I was like, he's in bad shape.
Just slow.
I was back in the gym and you came wandering out.
You know what I'll do sometimes? Take this advice. Sometimes I'll throw water on my face. It's cold water. And on the back of my neck, or just stick my head in a sprinkler. Just wakes you up real quick.
Yeah, I've seen you do that too.
Yeah. Wakes you up real quick. And then the other episode moment that stuck out to me was Jordan Belfort. When he was talking about how we got this like a real sort of victim mentality society right now.
Yeah.
And he iterated that it's important to not be a circumstance of your environment. You have to shape the world around you. Life is not going to happen to you. You need to happen to life. And I think that really resonated with me because that's what I feel like I've always been doing. But to hear someone say that in that way, it's really nice to be reaffirmed that the things you're doing are right.
I also like Noor as well. Her stories, like, hearing someone that
she
had
was
been through
awesome.
That level of
that girl's she's
been
incredible.
Through a lot, dude. Like all the refugee status and all of that, you know, not knowing where the next meal or bed was gonna, like all that stuff, man. Like and then being as sweet and just like
an anomaly is what that is, dude. Yeah. She's literally an anomaly.
And she's so grounded and so like in touch with just everything, you know. She's beautiful.
Hey, Eb.
What up?
What are you thinking right now?
Chilling.
You just watching?
Yeah.
You ever get a superlative in high school?
Yeah.
What was your superlative?
Something with weightlifting.
Most likely to weightlift?
Oh, superlative. I'm thinking of something else.
No, that's good.
Most likely. Oh, yes, I did.
Holy shit, he's flipping out.
Pissed off.
Most likely to be pissed off?
I literally agree with you, whatever high school that was. That's 100%.
Most likely to become a YouTube star.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, because he was doing Vine. Most likely to become a YouTube star. Hey, they got it right. I got most athletic.
One point.
That was my shit.
I was class
and Lauren
clown.
Goldman.
You were class
clown? You were
clown?
Class clown?
I was, dude.
Shut the fuck up.
I was the class clown.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, think about it. We saw that video of him with his administrators.
Yep.
I really
I was a different kid back in the day, dude. Yeah.
But I bet
I was
you
a
were
different kid.
Dope.
Yeah,
you're probably dope.
You know how I have those like fire one-liners here and there?
That was your life?
Yeah.
What just happened?
Yeah.
Why is 100?
Your words
Yeah, you were dope.
You're not dope now. You're not dope now.
No, I mean, I'm not.
You were.
Like, I was fly.
Yeah, right. Dude.
The reason I asked Evan, like, if you're just chilling there is like, I mean, if I'm going to be honest, the moment that's next is the most real moment on Impulsive. And
belongs to you, baby boy.
Ev, I think.
Don't ever live that.
I think this was you. And I mean, yeah.
With LoganPaul.com/shop.
Plug my merch. And also, I have zero sympathy for waiting for video games if you're not making money or a career out of it. Absolutely zero. I'm sorry. I don't.
I get that too. That's what I was going to say from Logan's perspective. Yeah. I think like what Mike was getting at from a productive standpoint, where's the value in the purpose behind the video games? And like, not
quite honestly, Spencer, I don't know what the fuck to do with my life, dude. I'm lost as fuck. And when I go, I just have to take a
break. Yeah, you're good, bro.
It's fine.
No, dude, embrace it, bro.
Yeah, that was.
That's still hard to watch.
It really is.
Dude. Hits me right in my feels, bro.
By far the most real episode we've ever had. And I think it's because Evan's so close to us. He wasn't like a guest that we just met that day or even like a friend. He's our roommate and our best friend. Mm-hmm. And for him to open up like that and be that vulnerable in front of four cameras and a room full of 10 people was absolutely incredible. And even more so to let us post it, because Ev, I wasn't sure if you wanted to, or even if the thought crossed your mind at one point, like, hey, I don't want that going up, which by the way, I would have honored your wishes, but I'm glad you did, because I think you saw the support that the online community can provide if they do it in a positive way. And I mean, Evan's taken some steps to flip his life around because of this episode. And so it was a super like cathartic sort of healing experience for all of us. And it did go down in a, what could be considered a volatile way, but to capture that type of experience in a friendship on camera, I think is definitely a blessing, because everything came out positive and
I got,
which I thought completely different at first.
What'd you think? Why don't you come over here?
Where?
Come over here.
To the mic.
Here, I got a mic for it.
Does that mic work?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Oh shit, Dave. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Hello. Welcome back.
You thought different at first?
Like right after the podcast, I thought I fucked everything up. Like relationship-wise.
With us?
Yeah. I was just like, oh my God, these guys are going to think of me different now. Some of the things I said came off just a little wrong. Mm. I could have said it better. I didn't really think before I spoke a lot of the things. And
I don't know. I don't know if that's quite true. Maybe you felt like that for sure, but
at first I felt like that. Then I rewatched the podcast like two or three times after that. And I'm just like, you know what? No.
And then we had the debrief in there for like an hour or two.
Yeah, another hour of talking.
Yeah, which was important to me, A, because I had some things to get off my chest, and B, like, you know, you can only and should only do so much on camera.
Yeah.
And
do you think the reason you felt like that, like that fear of the relationships, was because of how vulnerable you got?
Yeah, I thought it was too vulnerable.
Some would agree. Some people would say moments like that should be kept private.
I got the amount of feedback messages for a couple different reasons that I got off that show is mind blowing. People, there are a couple that stick out to me. People were completely blown away by how real that episode was. And basically, for example, Austin McBroom reached out to me directly, called me, and he said, I just watched the Impulsive episode with Evan. I want to let you guys know that what you're doing right now is changing the game. You're changing the game. And literally now it's a leg that we stand on. We are becoming the most real people on this platform by way of this podcast or the show or whatever you want to call it. And that episode was another example of it. And I had a moment on that episode that I shared on my Instagram that was a speech about mental health and how to approach.
That's right. You've never been more on and never had been more accurate and relatable and helpful than that moment.
I was crying the whole time you were speaking.
That was crazy. I was crying
the
whole time.
The amount of people that reached out to me based on that little speech and said, I have never been able to put into words what my depression or anxiety feels like until I heard you say this.
This is it, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I want to play this here because definitely think it's important as soon as I can get the technology working. Here we go. Bear with me.
If you know someone in your group.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. I feel like you're doing good.
Hey, Dan, let's cut around this.
If you know someone in your group, a friend of yours, a family member is struggling, and you and even if the thought in your mind is, oh my God, they have everything they could ever want in life. Their life should be so good. Why do they just play video games? Why do they sleep all day? Why do they not go out? Understand that mental health and understand that those issues in life are not always so easy to put a finger on. People are going through things, and it might not be as easy for Logan or for Spencer, who are headstrong, like very, very well thought out individuals, to understand. But people like me and people that deal with certain levels of mental health problems understand what it's like to feel like you're under a blanket of grim energy or negativity or depression or anxiety. And I also, on the flip side, know what a couple positive or kind words from someone you love can do for your fucking day. If you know someone in your group.
Oh, there is. Yeah, sorry.
And so if there is someone that you know that's suffering or is doing anything, just playing too much video games or sleeping too much, adjust the way you're talking to them. Being good to someone is giving something. That's giving something of yourself. That means 1% of your career might go to 1% of helping your best friend be better. Is that worth it to you? Not you, but is it worth it to anyone watching or listening? 1%. You may not get 1,000 views over what you would have got, but your friend may want to live his life better. Is that worth it? Yeah, that was one of the times on this show where I felt like there was a fire inside of me. Do you know what I'm saying? And I've been there a couple times, and it's almost like I'm holding a candle for a group of people that are in a dark place. Like, I felt like I was speaking for 10 million people with depression.
That's why I was crying.
And anxiety.
Man. You hit home for me.
That just never were able to explain what it's like to not be able to explain what it's like.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, they, without the ability to say, yo, this is how I feel. And they were like, yo, what you said, the words you used, I did not stop crying after watching that moment. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the kind of shit that makes me just fucking want to do this, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I want to fight for those people always.
I love when you get on a roll like that. And you are like a good liaison because you've been there. And you can speak from that place.
Yeah. And I'm still there, by the way, in some ways.
I know.
I still struggle. It's a fight that goes on, you know? But it gets better. And that was another role that I went on the Fousey episode where people flipped out.
Oh,
when
yes,
I said,
I do,
yo,
remember that.
It's going to get better.
Yeah.
That's the key. That's the key thing.
So before you go, I just want to ask you, I think the audience wants to know as well. Mm-hmm. What did you take away from the episode? Are you doing stuff?
Oh yeah, definitely.
I saw you posted a YouTube video.
Yeah. Posted YouTube about the steps I'm taking to help better myself.
Oh, nice.
I'm back into the gym, working out. Exercise is very key. Waking up, forcing myself with a positive attitude, mind.
Try smiling the first 20 seconds you wake up. Just smile at the ceiling.
I think that's for the crowd. Well, for you.
No, everyone. Yeah. Everyone. Smile for the first 20 seconds you wake up. Yep. And drink a cup of water. Full cup.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's hard to not smile when you wake up to Rhea every day.
Yo, that's sweetheart. That dog.
And that, she really helps me out a lot. I'm not going to lie.
Is she an actual therapy or therapy animal? Yeah. Service
she's,
animal?
She's licensed.
No, she's a service dog, but she's not emotional support, which she could definitely be
for
emotional
sure.
support.
For sure.
She's the sweetest dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, and I'm reading more
are you still smoking weed?
Books. No, oh yeah, I quit weed.
Fire.
Quit weed out of my life. Fire. That was a big portion.
Fire, congrats, dude.
And yeah.
And you're with us, bro. You're down.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I'm around more. Yeah.
That's been fucking awesome.
And this is just the start, bro. Like, things are just going to continue to get
better. Like, it's not going to be like, it's not going to flip around in one day. Like,
no.
It's going to take time to get there, but at least I'm taking those steps to get there. Agree. That's the most
and he's been on the night shift with me, too. He's working the night shift.
Mike's new YouTube show, the night shift. Cool, man. Well, thank you for coming on, Ev.
Thanks, Ev. We love you, bro.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see you soon. This is a good one. The biggest fight. We have two. Oh, we have two moments.
How the fuck did I just know that I'm in both of them? Oh, wait, or am I?
You are.
Oh, fuck.
So, because
the Belfort one.
Though. I thought it would be Sunshine.
Yeah. Oh, that is one. Okay, I want to talk about that. But Mike and I fight. We fight a lot, Mike. I'm going to be honest.
It's been a while now. This may be the longest streak we've had.
I agree. Because this one got a reel for a sliver in there, especially when you're hitting the tread lightly stuff. You were really like trying to mock me, and I felt that.
Yo, my face right here explains everything. Like when I see you guys fight, it just makes me laugh.
Your reactions are one of the best parts about this. But yeah, this is like a 2.5 minute just fight between Mike and I.
Literally,
fuck.
We just wasted another 10 seconds.
Bro, Logan, eat the fattest cock in the history of the world. You're moron.
I'm not
gonna
do it.
Shut the fuck up.
Because the episode where it was just us, dude. I saw so many comments that were like, yo, Mike, please just
you know how many comments I see that are like, I never fucked with Logan Paul or his stupid vlogs till you came on and brought the adult range in. I see just as many comments. Okay, I'll show them to you. People are like, I don't care about Logan's 12-year-old vlogs or the fact that he has no idea what he's talking about. If you didn't come on and start talking about shit, Logan Paul has no idea what he's saying about shit.
He's intellectual and he knows what he's doing.
You don't know shit.
I know things.
About anything.
I saw about something.
Nothing.
No,
go back
stuff.
To Gun Girl. Go back to any episode. You don't know shit about shit.
Let's fucking talk about it, Mark.
Story.
Let's fucking talk about it, bro.
I don't want to. Just stop being an asshole.
I think there's a difference between being ignorant and not knowing when to shut the fuck up, which you clearly don't,
because you're not letting me finish what I'm saying. You're like, oh, don't try to compare it to other episodes of the show. When you try to talk about Black Mirror has been a great series. 3 seasons that we've watched every episode of. Then I watched the Miley Cyrus episode. It was terrible. I watched this episode and it just wasn't on the same level as the other shit. That's my final point on it.
You said this 5 times.
Well, you know what? I like repeating myself.
It's a good final point. It's a great
You like
final,
what?
It's a great
final repeating point. Myself.
Well, maybe you should stop.
No, I'm not going to. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want because that's my brand. That's why people fuck with me. Because I don't cower to fucking people like you.
No, you do.
No, I don't.
No, you do.
No, I don't.
Because I've heard you say this before.
No, I can't say this. I'm a tread lightly here. I don't tread lightly, bitch.
Yeah, man, he's so fucking tough. If anyone in this house knows, 2 weeks ago, Mike had a little Twitter thing go under. And this man was shitting his pants. He's like, yo, man, it's real bad. My brand. I'm like, you have 9,000 followers on Twitter. I can assure you no one gives a fuck, bro. And he was freaking out from such a micro influencer.
What I'm saying
you
is
act
this.
Like you're so macro.
All I'm saying is tread lightly, man. Don't piss off the sponsors. Tread lightly, man. Okay?
We don't have sponsors.
I know because you fucked us. As usual.
I won't argue that.
Oh, my God.
That was so bad. I just watching it back, like some of the things that I said, I'm just like, what? So here, this one taught me a lesson and there were some, I think after it, like smaller ones, but since the beginning of the show, I've started to realize how thick I've always said my skin is and then how thin it really is. And so there's a lot of times where Logan will take a little fucking dig that, like, now, the past few episodes, I feel myself working on it. He'll take a little dig where I should just, like, laugh it off. And Spencer would always say to me after these things, he'd be like, yo, it's really not that serious, bro. But if you look at the veins in my fucking neck during the start of that fight, I was at war. I was in Vietnam, dude, with the napalm and shit, bro.
Yeah.
And this dude's like playing. I wasn't fucking playing, bro.
I've been in a couple sex shops and your veins just, dude, nothing compares. Nothing compares.
Yeah.
It's huge.
I love fighting with you though.
I don't know that you're gonna get that many more out of me now.
So.
Because I've started like after that one, I remember your dad was like, you gotta put a clamp on this.
Oh, my dad flipped.
He was pissed.
Yeah.
And the fans
I wanna find this text. GP actually called me.
He did.
He did?
Yeah.
I think he might have tried calling me too.
Mainly mainly he was upset that Logan hadn't gone and seen him for Father's Day.
Wait, he called you when we were in Ohio?
Chill out.
He went and saw him the next day.
Well, no, I was like, hey, just chill out. Like, the day is young. It's 3 o'clock. Like, we were hammered.
Sure, we woke up and we ate and went right to his house.
That's what I heard.
We were hungover. So.
And then I saw you guys chilling. I was like, GP's just got his panties in a bundle.
Yeah, but that was just a mess, dude. That was a messy situation. And
I have the text here, but from Greg talking about you after he saw that.
I know. Do you have like a couple bullet points that you want to hit or no? He just said basically it was just like, yo.
Here was the last sentence. It's your show, your podcast, and Mike needs to show more respect. Which then I explained to him, this isn't like a show about respect all the time. Like, if we agree with each other, I would expect any of you to chime in and say you agree with me. That's what creates a conversation, which I like. Yeah. If y'all were always agreeing with me, I don't think we'd have much of a show.
That one,
it's true.
Even though this was about nothing.
It just went way too far. And the funniest thing was, to me, the funniest part of that fight is when I try to go back to the Black Mirror conversation again.
No.
And yo, yeah. Here's the reality of that fight was what happened was I was off the rails. And my mom even hit me up after. She was like, what the fuck happened? She was like, you were just saying nothing. Like, you could, and I was like, what I realized was that when someone, I am not Larry Bird. I do not perform under pressure. When someone puts the heat on me hard, I crack like an egg, bro. And so like when he kept going at me, dude, I went to the sunken place.
The sunken place, I spent
the rest of the rest of the next 20 minutes there.
Yeah, there's been a couple times where I've like tried to like, flag you down and be like, no, don't go there. And he
I may be mistaken, but wasn't that Evan's episode?
Yes, it was.
Insane.
Yeah,
so that then produced some of the greatest shit from the show too. So it's crazy how close ugly and great can be.
Yeah. Just got to channel the energy the right way. There was another big fight on the show. Do I even play this one? It was between Mike and T. Hi, my name's T. Angel's nodding yes. I'll play this one. This one is not... Man, I don't like anything about this.
Mike, you're a loser. You're literally on Logan's show, and like, it seems like you're not paid to be here. It seems like you're just like one of his hoes. I don't want to like diss Logan, but I'm just wondering,
now
like, do you suck
it.
His dick?
No, you're crushing
no,
it.
No, I'm sorry. Like, you really brought up somebody that I never touched. I never fucked that nigga. You brought him up. For what reason? I'm just wondering, you guys, is Mike gay?
All right, got it. Yo.
I am not a rapper.
Yo.
Like,
I'm
freestyle
all the way over here, but still can't feel your reach. Who the fuck let this ugly hoe off her leash? Send her back to the fucking cave that she came from. I might just use her as a place to dump cum. What the fuck is good living in the hood? If you pour that drink on me, I'm gonna kick your ass. Fuck
shit. Yes.
And then T chased Mike around with the water. That was ugly, man. Wow. Everything about that was just ugly.
I was gone, and when I saw that clip, I was like, whoa. It got bad.
I did not know what to do after that happened. It was another place where I was in the red zone. There was no talking to me.
Remember.
There was no pulling me out of it. Like when she was going through, when she got a quarter of the way through her spoken, my brain, my eyes glazed over in a coat of red. And I was like, I am going to bury this girl right now.
It's because
the kill switch on.
You have sort of a three strikes situation.
Absolutely.
Like. And earlier in the episode, you said something and she goes, shut the fuck up, Mike. And that was the first strike was thrown, right?
That's why you have to let people know immediately. When it just be like, yo, I'll be honest with you, like, that's not cool. Like, you don't have to talk to me like that. But I was just like, aha, laughing, laughing. And then by the third time, I wasn't laughing anymore. I just fucking went machine gun on her.
Yeah.
And that was another moment where I got insane comments. And I actually, that was, I think, around the time of the main sentiment switch towards me as a host.
I think I actually felt bad for T because she was getting a lot of hate.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that episode which way it was going to go, but the impulsive fans, they had your back on that
100%. Yeah, that was wild. And I'm happy that we squashed it and I came back to the episode. I apologized on the air. And then since then, like, we partied together. We've hung out together. Yeah, it was just a big misunderstanding.
So. All right. Favorite moments from each of us. We all got a favorite moment. Spencer, what was yours?
I forget.
Yeah, do we plan these?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you don't remember?
Shit.
I have yours here.
Oh, thank God. Why don't you?
It's been quite the long day.
Why don't you pull it up and I'll remember really quick.
Oh yeah, Spencer's was the cipher.
Mine was
didn't remember. You both didn't remember. Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
No, I fuck you both. Spencer's was the cipher. I'm gonna just fast
forward. I'm down, bro.
I'm a punk. Hey. Yo, I'm drunk. What you thunk? Yeah, bitch, I'm a punk. Put
hey.
Your body in that trunk. Leave your head with lots of lumps. Bitch, I'm crunk.
Hey.
And I got a gun. Yeah, bitch, I'll pop one right in your fucking lungs. Yeah, bitch, come get some.
Hey, yo.
Okay. Yeah, that bitch so typical.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm so mystical.
Mystical.
They just want to get with me.
Get with me.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah.
But I'm taking.
Taking.
Cash I'm making.
Taking.
Internet we breaking.
Breaking.
Yeah. Yo, I'm glad we're going over this because Angel was pissed at me for that.
He said, I'm taking.
I know. That's what I tried to say to her. She calmed down later.
Yo, I'll be honest.
I think I'm okay.
I'll be honest with you. If you were my boyfriend with fucking those flows, an icy ass neck, like, I would be scared shitless, bro. Like,
that's what I'm saying. You see those eyes?
I'm not. I don't know why Angel's not perpetually mad at you for being on the show in general.
I know. Like, it's strange. Sometimes, like, I was like, did you see the Call Her Daddy episode? Like, are you mad? And she's like, no, I thought it was fine.
But
I'm like, what? Like, there's episodes where
promoting himself as being like a playboy. I'm like, no, you're not.
Oh. it was just the freestyle.
Yeah,
you know?
Rap does it. Rap
so
does
funny,
it,
bro, because you're not a playboy.
I know.
Oh, you've never been.
Let's just set the record straight. This
ever.
This is the text Angel
loser.
Sent me. This is the text she sent me
Shut
during
up.
The show.
Just now?
Just now.
Can we get a zoom in on this? A digital touch message.
Did it restart?
Replay. That's what Angel sent
shout
me.
Out to Apple for allowing this technology. And
oh,
by the way,
like, didn't give it.
Oh, here we
did
go.
It
oh,
work again? Are we back in the dick sand?
Oh. Yeah. It's great.
Here we are, back in the dick sand.
Back in the dick sand.
Because everyone
thanks
in this
Angel.
Room is always kind of a little bit thinking about dicks.
But yeah, no, you killed that cipher.
Look at what's up. Whoa. Look at Logan's face right there. Can we get a zoom in on that, please? Oh, my God. Fucking lunatic. Holy shit.
I was so happy. My boy killed it. My boy murdered it.
It looks like he just huffed an eighth of meth before the fucking show.
Oh, my God. That's impressive, dude.
I'm so happy I spotted that.
All right, this was Mike's favorite moment.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, no.
Was this my favorite moment?
That's what it is.
Oh, yes. Oh, I know what it is. Yes, this was, all right, go ahead.
No, you got it.
No. Go. This was on the Johnny Sins episode with Kiss of Sins. And we were just entering him to talk about like his like online persona.
And we brung up his Wikipedia picture, yeah. Which was interesting.
Terrifying, Johnny.
Horrifying.
Can we do something about this?
Google, what the fuck? What are you doing?
Johnny, what's going through your head? What's going through your head right here?
What were you thinking about at that moment?
I think he saw a picture of his own dick.
Is it that big? So let me play this out a little bit. So Logan fell right off his chair. He went straight off his chair. I was cracking up, but I also had an afro. How did I end up with this afro? Okay.
Oh my God, you really did.
Two things. But so the reason why this is my favorite moment is because this was the moment that Spencer broke out.
Yes,
this was the moment was. That Spencer yes. said, I'm going to bring value. I'm going to bring educational value to my audience for this platform. But when there's a zinger opportunity, I'm going to shoot that shot.
Yep.
And ever since then, he has been good for at least one to two bangers. For the other thing he said, we don't have it pulled up, was it was just a random moment. Like, I think he said he asked somebody like what they do to prepare for something. And they said, nah, just kind of come through. And he goes, oh, you just kind of pull up and wreck. Do you remember when he said that? Yes. I was like, it's just like his little like pokes, dude. They always get
it's me. So bro. Good. And my favorite moment was actually a moment between Mike and our producer Dylan, because when you can capture a moment this raw and real, unexpected, just a sheer and total surprise on camera, that's something magical.
Fuck yeah! All right, easy. We didn't talk about it in the prelim at the beginning during the party, like, and if you saw the last episode, I was like, yo, Dylan, like you. Like, we know you had sex in the back house during the party. Like, and everyone thought it was the girl you came with, like a girlfriend or something. And he informed us that, like, no, he had just met the girl. Like, he walked up to her at the bar, like, yo, what's good? I was like, that's dope. Like, what's her name? Well, and he's like, well, she's cute. You know, she's cute. She's hot, skinny,
brunette, pretty
girl, brunette. I was like, great, Dylan, what's her name? And he's like, well, I think like Mike might have like hooked up with her in the past. And Mike's like, I don't know what's going on with that. And like, this is a good chance. This is a good chance, right? Especially if you slept with her that quickly. Like, that tends to be the way to go for this one. But minus Amanda that we talked about at the beginning.
Was it her?
Well, no, Mike. So I was like, yo, Dylan, what's the name of this girl? Finally, he told me, arbitrary name. Let's use.
No, don't use that. Let's use name on this
Michelle, bro.
Okay, fine.
No, that's why I said arbitrary name. Okay. Let's use Michelle. He's like, oh, it's Michelle. And I was like, oh my God. Because indeed, Mike had hooked up with her in the past. We're like, y'all are Eskimo brothers. The issue is, I passed like an hour before you did at the same party in his bed.
Do you rip? Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yep. Yo, the look on Dylan's face. Like, I've never seen a grown man's heart shatter. Instantaneous combustion. And you know, we love Dylan. He's always, hey guys, what are we doing today? And we're just like, Dylan, you're on crack.
Great energy.
But man, you broke his heart, Mike.
This is a little micro for such a larger situation. So me and Dylan have kind of been at odds since the day he walked in the door in a weird way, like just whatever he told me.
The first day he came, and we hired him, and he was pitching us ideas. He's like, yo, I have this idea. We can do segments, PowerPoints. I was like, this is great. He goes, and then we can do a segment at the end of the show called 5 Minute Mike. And Mike will come in for just 5 minutes and say his thoughts. And I go, what about the whole like beginning of the episode, the first 55 minutes? He goes, no. So Michael he'll sit out the whole show, but the last 5 minutes he'll come in and he'll just say something funny. He'll be Mike. He could talk as much as he wants. And I was like, Dylan, it kind of sounds like you're trying to kick Mike off the show. He's like, no, not kick him off. He got 5 minutes at the end. And you didn't that.
Well, I mean, listen, anytime someone comes in and you know, we're already, like 60 episodes deep at this point. And we got a working strategy. And so, but ever since that day, me and him, like, I was just like, yo, like, you know, not to be a dick, but like, don't act up, bro. You get smacked up, bro. And I still say that to him to this day. And so I think, and we spent so much time.
Who's Dylan?
We spent so much time on this show talking about all of our conquesting and like this girl, that girl, this girl, that girl. And you got the girlfriend and everything. And Dylan is always kind of just watching on. And I think this was his moment for him to be like, I'm part of the crew. I can hang with you guys. And even more so, I fucked Mike's chick. Like, this was his moment.
Yeah.
And when he found out that he was
that you hit
30
it first.
Minutes post on, bro, Sloppy Seconds.
You pulled a Ray J on him.
Yeah. It was bad.
It wasn't pretty, man. I mean it when I say she, like, just heartbroken.
Do you think he went straight to the doctor to get tested after
for
that?
Sure,
I'm sure he went straight to the fucking doctor.
And then like just swerving lanes, just straight there, bro.
I said it on that episode too. Like I was mostly impressed with the girl, because not a lot of chicks are running it like that, and she had balls to just skip around the house.
I found out more about her after that, that she is just out there.
That's her thing, huh?
Like just well, a choo-choo train.
Get that bread. Dude. Get that bread, dude.
Look at Jordan Belfort's face right there.
So, favorite moment. Those are a lot of good favorite moments.
Yeah.
The fans also had some favorite moments. And
really?
I think Jordan Belfort is definitely one of those favorite moments. That was a very, very fun episode with Jordan. And I actually did his podcast. It was really interesting to see the dynamic for him as a host. But this was a moment on the episode with The Wolf of Wall Street.
There's a girl on a stool, a pink sheet hooker, truly with the face of a sheepdog, missing teeth, the whole fucking thing. And it's like 20, I mean, it's just really bad. It's like 20 guys lined up, you know, to bang her. And they're all banging her without condoms. All right? So they're lined up. One guy's banging her. And of course, you have to look to see. I mean, why not? Right? So you're like, oh, what the hell is that? And we look, and you're like, this guy pulls out as I came. And it's like the grossest, most disgusting.
You know what? I can't do it again.
I can never relive that story.
I can't.
It's tough.
That was one of the most horrible. And I think
he warned us.
He had a little bit of trouble at the end with the final delivery of what the nastiest part of it was, which was the champagne bottle. And I think a couple of people were confused as to what he meant.
I don't want to even say it.
I'm sorry. I'm saying this right now. There was a moment on the show that was so disgusting that I will not say it. And that should tell you exactly.
Crazy.
But easily. Easily the fan favorite. That episode gotten more applause, more conversation. Like, I think that was just another one of those episodes where people like, yo, this show is doing something. These people are doing something that is very important right now.
We show a lot of the moments where there's a lot of shock value or they're really visceral, but that episode had a lot of value in it, and you can take a lot away from Jordan. He's a fucking maniac, but he's also a really smart guy and a really wise guy. So just, and I told this to him on his show, take everything he says with a grain of salt, but he does have a lot of knowledge in that brain of his.
And he also, and that episode also produced one of the largest fights in the history of the show as well.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah.
When you fought with the Wolf of Wall Street about climate change.
Yeah, I went toe-to-toe with him.
And you won, by the way.
He buddied and palled you.
But at the end of the day, I got a lot of support. It's not even support. You won the argument. Yeah. I think so many people hit me up and they were like, yo, come on. Like, you serious?
Right. Yeah. I think it was like kind of sad for a lot of people because they're like, damn, there's actually people that don't believe in that humans are affecting things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was a great guest. What about dream guest? What is your guy's dream guest? I know mine. Dave Bautista.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Let me tell you something. I love Dave Bautista.
He owned like a...
used to be a barista, and he was the Bautista barista.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's up?
What'd you say?
I have his manager's phone number.
Oh, that's right. You did you did something with him?
Yeah, I worked.
He's incredible, man. Here's why. I loved him in Guardians of the Galaxy. Goes without saying. He played Drax.
Yeah.
Just a great character. Hilarious. Delivery on every line was amazing. He's that big, strong dude, like cream of the crop when it comes to being a fucking man. But he's funny too.
Yeah.
Self-deprecating. Knows how to use what he looks like for comedy. And then the thing that really set me off and got me to fall in love with Dave Bautista was when the Guardians of the Galaxy 3 was in contention and James Gunn had written the script for Guardians of the Galaxy 3. And then there was some tweets that came out about some stuff he had said a while ago and he got fired. Disney fired him. And there was a big, big uproar about this, but a lot of people were like, yeah, no, he doesn't deserve to ever direct Guardians of the Galaxy again. And by the way, he did the first two and I believe he wrote the first two scripts as well. And he'd written the third. And Dave Bautista came out and said, hey, that's great. I love James. If he's not directing this movie, which by the way, it's his script, I'm also not doing
it.
James Gunn got hired. He got rehired back in the movie.
So he was the first one to step out? He
stuck his neck out on the line.
That's dope.
For a fucking Marvel, on a Marvel movie. They could have cut him in a second. Because he's not like, he's a big character, but he's not the main character. They could have technically replaced him, but something about that says so much about his integrity and who he is as a person. And I love that, man. Like that he earned so much respect from me for that.
Yeah.
And so that's my dream guest.
Yeah. I'd say mine is LeBron James.
LBJ.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I love what LeBron is doing with his school back in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So in terms of like celebrities at a very high level who are involved in education, since that's my thing, his I Promise school is, have you guys seen it?
Mm-hmm. I've heard about it.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And so it's super cool. So yeah, he built a school and I'm pretty sure he's giving like everybody that goes through the school scholarships or something like that. But it's amazing.
He's awesome. He's from Cleveland, like me. He went to St. Vincent, St. Mary, which is actually where I entered my first Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu competition.
Wow.
And I got flying armbarred by a dude who was probably 5 foot.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really dope.
It was horrible. What about you, dream guest?
I just swapped recently on this. I wanted to have Drizzy on really bad, just because I like his music. And then I realized, I was like, I like his music, but like, I don't know if I really care that much to talk to him about stuff and like that much, right? Mm. My dream guest, as I thought about it yesterday, would actually be Yeezy.
Mm. You got the appropriate shirt on.
Yeah. Oh shit. I didn't even realize that. Yeah, it would actually be Kanye, and I'll tell you why. From music on both sides of the booth, and I mean producing some of the biggest bangers in the history of hip hop for Jay-Z and for other people, to being one of the biggest hip hop performers in the history of the game, the effect he's had on culture is another massive thing. He probably has had more effect on culture than any other hip hop star in the history of hip hop. I mean, he is a cultural fucking icon. And then more so, he has a bit of a fucked up head. And I would love to get a chance to sit with him and try to figure out what the fuck is going on up there. Like, think about all those breakdowns he's had, like with Sway. You don't have the fucking answer, Sway. Flipping out on Sway, right? You ain't got the answers. And, you know, he's been very vocal about his massive struggles with mental health. He's been on Lexapro for a long fucking time. Yeezy is a multi-tiered leader.
Yeah.
He's got some pitfalls too. I think the way he acts sometimes and some things, but I'd love to have a conversation.
That'd
with
be
that
awesome.
Dude.
Yeah. What about this? This is the interesting question. We don't have a slide for it, but the best post podcast experience, you know, when we hang out with the guests after the show, I want you guys to think about it. Because sometimes I'll converse with the guests for a while. Mine was actually with North Stars.
Yeah, you were with, she hung out for hours.
Because she was so curious about my life and how it is the exact opposite of hers. Like, bro, we had some deep talks and I opened up to her about some stuff I probably shouldn't have. We took the slingshot out, the three-wheel car, and we were drifting around the neighborhood. I took her down Ventura Boulevard and it was so weird because we were really getting along and she's so sweet and nice and kind. I was having so much fun. And it was there was no like sexual type energy. It was like just a really solid friendship, which I don't often find with girls. Mm-hmm. And so that was really cool. I really liked that with her.
It's epic.
I wish so badly that Alex and Sophia was my answer, but that because we were right there. We were right there. I mean, there was no reason that should have fallen apart. And
well,
they love carbs. They love sleeping and they love carbs. But I just saw it on there. Now I can't remember which one it was. What's your answer, Spencer?
I'd probably say Steve Weatherford. I connected with him really well after.
Oh, I did see you guys talking.
Yeah, dope dude.
Oh, I know what mine was. The real estate dude.
Ryan Serhant?
Yeah, because we happened? Shot a whole video with him after.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, bopped around, talked to him about real estate. He filmed, like, a video. And, by the way, like, he's a cool-ass dude. He's a New Yorker, and he's a cool dude. And we just kind of hung out and shot the shit with him. And that was cool. That was fun.
All right. Last thing here. I just wanted to answer some fan questions because I asked you guys to submit them. And like I said before, you guys are why we do this show. And we're pumped that you love it so much. So let's have a little dialogue here. Margaret Rose says, which guests have had the most impact on you?
Charlie,
For sure.
It's kind of hard to not say Charlie.
For sure. Charlie Rocket. Charlie,
if you still haven't seen that episode and you're watching this right now, I mean, go watch that
Charlie
episode.
Rocket. Yep. Affected all of us. Yeah. Mick Yee Yee says, when are you having Why Don't We on the podcast?
This is probably the number one most. Question. Yeah.
This was, by the way, the number one most asked question. Hopefully for the live. I want to get them to perform some sort of live musical performance.
If that happens. Whoo.
Which, by the way, I just got word. I think it's going to be at 5 p.m. Pacific time on July 17th.
Okay.
That's about to be insane.
It's 5 p.m. Yeah. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. I want to go for 3 hours. I want to get fucking millions of viewers.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. Bring supplies. Fill up your water jugs.
Yeah.
When will you, Lexi Linfield 06 says, will you ever have Erica or Chloe on?
Nah.
Let's be honest, Chloe's never coming on this show.
Not true. Not true.
Oh, really?
Yep. Really?
Yeah, oh. Not true.
Developments there?
No, bro, she's fucking awesome. I love that girl.
Oh, I hope there's no like buddy out there that thinks that I don't.
No, she's not shut off. She's not completely closed off to it. We talked about it a while ago. It's going to be in. I mean, who knows how many years, but I wouldn't say it's completely out of the question. How you doing, Chloe, by the way? I know you're watching.
Love
this.
You. Right, we get you. We've been getting the Banks question a lot as well. That comes up quite a bit. That's going to happen. That's like right on the, that's right on the.
He seems like a fun guy to talk
listen,
to.
Like a mushroom?
Yeah. Like fun a guy. Fun guy.
That No Jumper show has gotten rave reviews.
Rave.
Banks is awesome.
Kishore Vlogs, how much money do y'all make from Impulsive?
So much.
None.
A lot.
How funny is that to say? Like, we literally don't
make. I hate that 100 episodes in and we still haven't had a sponsor. And we had a chance and I shut it down.
We have another one in the canon right
we have,
now.
We have a few. We have a few.
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch that won.
And also, it's probably good because the first person to sponsor us is going to be someone that at this point, like, we actually support and like. And you're going to see conversion, if I'm being honest with you. You're gonna
see conversion. Yeah. Think
and
about that.
It's going to be fucking awesome.
I think it'll continue to be like that. Like, you're not going to see Spencer promote something he doesn't want to. And I'm sure as shit not going to promote something I don't want to promote.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. All right. I think it's the last one. Caroline Flack says, when you're in the bathtub, does your pee-pee sink or float? A question for anyone who wants to answer. I'm seriously curious.
Bathtub, pee-pee sink or float.
Mine floats. It just doesn't have enough weight to it. It's a float. It floats.
Yeah. It kind of like goes with the last known trajectory of your body. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're like swooping up, it's kind of like down.
Does it float enough to be a life preservative?
Life preservative?
No, because.
It seems like a weird way to say it.
Preservative, like in jam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. Sure.
All right, guys. That's it. That's all we got. It's late. Good for us. Highlights of 100. Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world.
You got like a sentimental. We're not doing audio only, right? For this one?
I don't think so.
You got some sentimental shit or anything like that you want to pop off?
Man, I feel like we'll cover it on 100. Okay. But I mean, y'all know how much this show means to us. We really, really love doing it. And thank you guys for allowing me specifically, I'll speak for myself here, to have a place to actually talk. And the fact that people want to listen is awesome because there was definitely a point last year where I was afraid that no one would want to hear the words that came out of my mouth anymore. And I've mentally and both from an external perspective overcome that hump. And the show has definitely helped me do it. I've learned so much on it. And now I'm 100 times more articulate because we're talking about issues, subject matter, conversations that are not just a vlog. Hey, how you doing? In and out. 5 second cut together clips. So yeah, I really appreciate it, guys. If you're not subscribed, hit that subscribe button. We love you. We're growing the family. Episode 100, July 17th at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be 3 hours. It's going to be fucking awesome. Anyone have anything else?
Thanks for being there. Thanks for giving me a chance after the first, however many episodes. Thanks for riding for us. Yeah, we love you guys.
Big facts. Yeah, I really do like plants.
He does, and it's never probably going to change.
We'll see you next time.
Peace.
This podcast is supported by Morgan Stanley.
What do you get from the Morgan Stanley client experience? Listening more than talking, and a personalized plan to guide you through a changing world.
To learn more, visit morganstanley.com/YUS. Investing involves risk. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.